Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Mick Fleetwood is 75, Lindsey Buckingham 73, and John McVie 77.
Wow.
I just didn't know they were that
old.
Yeah. That's, I just didn't. Yeah.
Wow.
This one has some music, Mark. It's 50 years ago today. That's in 1972. I love this song, so we're going to play it. This was a number one hit for the Temptations. You can tell already what it is, can you not?
Oh, yeah.
Fred?
Oh, yeah.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah. You know.
What year was this?
72.
70, yep. 1972 and the Temptations.
Yeah,
I missed
sorry,
the post
long
there.
Intro,
sorry,
yeah.
It was a long intro.
Yeah,
usually I get those
that.
Better.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Just keep going. I have no idea how long this intro is.
It's a while. I cut the intro shorter, too.
You did?
Yeah,
really?
I did. Oh, wow. Yeah, and I thought I cut it shorter than this, so I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. It's still going.
It might go for a while. I might have edited it a little wrong.
We
it's
could,
still good, though.
It is.
It's good in the background.
Yeah,
like this should
is.
Be like our new theme
let's get
song.
To the singing here. There we go.
Well, that went too far. But this was number one 50 years ago today with the Temptations.
Never heard nothing but bad things about him.
That is a good song. It's like funky,
I love it.
Funky song.
It
right
is.
Now.
And 25 years ago today, I just can't believe this was 25 years ago. It was 1997. And Good Will Hunting had its world premiere.
How about those apples?
Jeez. Movie stars, of course, Matt Damon as a janitor at MIT. Have you heard of this movie, Abby?
I believe I've seen it.
It's really good.
I think.
Great movie.
I'm like 90%
sure. I watched it again. I think it was probably 2020 during the pandemic.
Did
and
you?
It holds up. I just love that movie.
It does. It does. And him slapping it, the phone number against the window.
That
was
yes.
the best line. How about them?
It earned Ben Affleck and Matt Damon a Best Original Screenplay Oscar. Mm-hmm. And Robin Williams won that year for Best Supporting Actor.
He
in
was
that
so
movie.
Good in that movie.
Oh, he was just so good in general.
And they came out of nowhere. I mean, they were just guys. You know?
Came out of nowhere and stormed Hollywood to this day.
I know. Right. And it's great. I love it.
Yeah, it is great. Jane's here, so I'm doing this story.
And J-Lo wouldn't have a husband if it wasn't for that moment.
That's
let's
exactly
think about
right.
It.
Boy, I know I feel better knowing she's fine. Pepsi just launched a new ad campaign.
Uh-oh. All right, what am I buying now? Go
where
ahead.
They're trying to get more people to try Pilk. That's right. Pepsi. Mixed with milk.
Uh-uh.
Anyone? Anyone?
Nope.
Fred?
That's...
Anyone? Is
nope.
it? No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Here, this might work for this, too.
Inappropriate.
Thank you.
Well, they didn't come up with the name or the idea. It was on Laverne and Shirley in
it
the
was,
70s.
It was, but it really didn't take off for a reason.
It was... you're right about that.
I mean, I
it was
know.
Penny Marshall's favorite drink,
yep.
and I had forgotten that.
Now, I can go with a Pepsi float with
okay.
ice cream.
Now,
so
that's what
I was
going to
bring this up. So why would that... Now, I'm not telling you that I'm having some great, you know, passion, desire for Pilk, but why would it be so different if it was
milk
just...
Milk is not sweet. Ice cream is sweet. Week.
Exactly.
And it's frozen. There's a difference of texture
okay, yes.
than
good
dumping
point.
Milk into...
Yeah, I don't get the point of that. I'm just asking, though.
No, but she did. I remember Laverne and Shirley. I'm showing my age again. But
well,
yeah,
I do
and
too.
It was revolting then.
Well, they say that they're trying to get on the old dirty soda trend where you mix in cream and flavored syrups. And now Pepsi is actually doing an ad campaign and a sweepstakes. And they've got Lindsay Lohan. You got to talk about the Pilk.
Well, you know that I love it. That documentary about Pepsi. That's, I started it. It's good. About, remember when they had the Pepsi points, you know, and you had to get the caps? And
yes.
And then they put on an ad somehow that you, for so many points you could get a fighter jet? Well, somebody embarked on doing that.
Yes. Oh, and that's what the documentary is about?
Is it good? Because I saw that and I thought, do I really? Yes?
No, it's great.
Okay, then I'm going
It's
in.
Weird. It's great. It's not as good, as weird as the Price is Right one that I just watched about the guy who
I loved was, that. That was so weird.
That was so weird.
What was that?
About it's, this guy who went 20
some odd times to the Price is Right.
And he would coach people because he had memorized
all the
prices.
Was this like back in the Bob Barker days?
Oh, absolutely. They all knew him. Oh, you got to see it. It's weird.
I wonder if George Gray has watched that.
It is weird.
I was going to ask
awesome.
Him next time he's here. Yeah.
You know, the thing that's, I got to just stop and interject here because Jane, like, I have probably the most time of anyone in this room.
Not anymore.
But you still watch about 5 times as much TV as me.
I don't sleep.
Is that what it
yeah.
is?
Yeah.
You just watch stuff late at night,
it's pretty simple.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty much.
All right. By the way, they say that if you are into Pilk, I mean, perhaps Fred can be convinced. Fred, a little Pilk?
No.
Okay,
no.
Never
Abby?
Mind.
I feel like the milk would curdle, would it not?
No,
curdle.
It would just taste gross.
It would just be gross.
I can't. Nope. I'm good.
If you post a photo or a video of yourself having some Pilk and cookies, even the term Pilk.
It's kind of funny, though.
Is not appealing. But if you do that between now and Christmas, you could be entered into that drawing. You could win some cash. 25 people would get $1,000.
All right, we're doing it.
I mean,
we're
how hard could it
we're,
be?
We're going to post pictures.
Okay.
It's worth it.
It's
yeah,
worth it. Maybe we'll get a fighter jet.
That's what we all need.
Would that be great? That would be appropriate.
A poll found of 2,000 Americans found, I love this, that people who enjoy spicy food are more likely to think they're hot.
Oh, my Lord. Of course. Okay. I love that you found that.
I'm sure
that.
This was government funded, too, this study, right? We paid for it. This, that's my guess.
This is why I love Sue. Yes, because you found this.
Yeah.
This is why I love you.
The poll was commissioned by Frank's Red Hot, I'll have you know.
Well, okay, there you go.
And the poll found, what kind of hot sauce do you like, Fred? Are you medium? Are you hot? Are you mild?
I'm mild.
Uh-huh. Well, that means that you are, let's see, what does it say? You're more likely to describe yourself as empathetic and shy.
But
that's actually
that
fairly accurate.
What about
accurate,
if you don't
right?
have any?
You're not even on this list. What about medium? That's me.
No.
What are you? Are you hot? What are you? Well,
I don't do. I'm not spicy. Like,
not at
I'm
all?
Probably mild to medium at this
all right.
point. Really.
I'm probably none.
Medium
mild.
Is my max. Like, there's a restaurant out in Chesterfield that I went to recently, a Thai place, and they had, you know, like a 1 to 5. How spicy?
Yes.
You want? The place was great. I wish I could remember
Love
the name. If my friend John Lynch is listening, he'll tell me. But because we went there for his wife Cindy's birthday, but they said 1 to 5, and I said 2, just to be careful.
Oh, that's Thai food. That's
it.
You got to go 1.
I'm telling
yes.
you.
Zero.
It was great.
I'll take the bread and butter.
I think 1 was my, because I couldn't even envision going to like 4 or 5.
It's serious for those people that can eat spice. They can go all the way to the 5. I've found that I am not that hardcore. If you like medium, you're calm, curious, and like cats and dogs equally.
Oh, well, that's a fundamental flaw right there.
And if you like hot, of course, you're more likely to describe yourself as creative, confident, hot and adventurous. I just love it.
I just have no words for that.
And a couple in Arizona, today's cute news, a couple in Arizona just got married in the same grocery store aisle where they met last year. He's 78, she's 72. They were both buying mayonnaise when they struck up a conversation.
Now, when you first said that story,
beautiful.
I was going to make fun of it relentlessly, but
yes,
that's kind of cute because
it
it's older couple.
Yeah,
right.
if it was a young couple,
yes,
I would
go
mock
away.
Them openly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then he proposed to her in the same spot earlier this year, and they went last month to tie the knot.
I love that.
And finally,
they had some
due.
They had some Pilk at their celebration dinner.
Who wouldn't? And we have today's random fact. The guy who created the thesaurus, which is Peter Roget, came up with it when he was 73 years old. He had retired from his career as a doctor, scientist, and inventor, and he kept on editing new editions of it until he died 17 years after that. That's how into it he was. I love a thesaurus.
Abby, do you have Roget's thesaurus?
I don't.
Did you
honestly,
ever?
I
think we all had. Everyone else probably had one.
Oh,
right?
I've got one.
Yeah, but now
home.
You just do it on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no
fun.
Books.
So they have the digital version of Roger's Thesaurus, right?
Oh, of course I have.
Do
one.
They have
I'm sure
are Cliff's Notes still a thing? I mean, I honestly don't
know.
Yeah,
no, they do. Are a thing. Yeah.
Are
yeah,
they still are.
Cliff's Notes, which helped me get an A but in now they Shakespeare call, at Mizzou, are,
right.
Is, wouldn't that
now
be
they
digital?
Call them Spark Notes.
Well, they're two different companies.
Right. So oh. They have. It used to be just one. They had a monopoly, and now there's good competition.
Oh, look at that. All right, who's there you better? Go. Wrapping up Sue's News here for a Friday afternoon. Hang on, we have much more to go. Paul Hall and Entertainment, Frank Cusimano later this hour.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.